I wonder if you can just listen for a moment. You just heard the sound of nothing. And I wonder when you last sat with nothing. When I stop speaking, all I can hear is a ticking clock and just faint sounds of my room, the electricity to my Mac, and a very, very distant sound of perhaps traffic. That's my quiet. And I started meditating roughly a year and a half ago. And the wonderful experience I had, although uncomfortable at the beginning, I started to understand that nothing was everything. I've continued to explore, learn, change, experience, and understand that silence and relaxation and peace and calm are something that we all require, but we don't always understand or know how to gain that understanding. So this year I'm carrying on from what I started, which was downsizing life. And it's continuing along a vein that I'm calling now stress-less living. So you're going to hear a lot about this. You're going to find a lot of blogs that are connected to this, because not only am I helping myself, I'm teaching this and I'm passing it on. It's something I suppose I've worked with my whole career as a therapist and coach, which spans over 15 years now. Stress has always been a factor, always been something I've worked with, and always something that I have had to manage within myself. Once I took depression out of the picture a couple of years ago, really knocked that on the head with a dietary change, I could then see that what was bubbling underneath, obscured by depression or moments of seasonal affective disorder, which is how mine was manifesting, there was a wave of anxiety that I carried with me daily, and it wasn't being fully managed. So for the last couple of years, that's been my aim, and that's been my personal development journey. And I'm sitting here today recording this in my abundance room because I want to take you on that journey with me. You are potentially way too busy to even think about this. The problem is, people are way too busy till it's way too late and they become ill, mentally or physically. And then guess what? Your world has to change through pain and through being forced. Now, it makes much more sense to me. It's much smarter to do something about it now. So today, I've written a blog just for you and for me. And it's about doing good by me, how you and I can do good by ourselves. We can factor in our needs, we can do good stuff for ourselves, we can be kind, we can be gentle. We don't have to live life in the fast lane, missing out on the good times, missing out on making moments because we're far too busy reaching for the stars, being successful, being financially secure. Without our health, and without love, I'm not sure that those things have so much value. So that's it. I'm living a stress-less life, and I'm about to go for a walk, having spent a good hour in my abundance room. So whatever you do today, do it with less stress, and I'll look forward to chatting with you again soon. Take it easy. Bye for now.